Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
And Joa from Breaking the Flaw. That's his YouTube and or his Odyssey channel, preferably.
Thank you, Ian.
You can see him over there. Just go to Odyssey. Easiest way to get there is to go find our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to Odyssey. And then just type in Breaking the Flaw in the search box at the top. You'll find, is the video that you recorded this morning also on Odyssey?
You know what? I usually got to check like an hour later, but yeah. It's
okay, it goes
there.
To YouTube first, and then it auto kicks over to
Odyssey.
Exactly,
it's synced over.
Gotcha. You know, they need to figure out a way to do the reverse. They need to figure it out to where you can send the video to Odyssey first, and then they still link to YouTube, but then they send the video to YouTube, so YouTube gets it later. There's got to be a way to do that.
I'm not sure why, but, like, I think probably Odyssey has a lot of problems, and that's why it's, like, an hour later, too, you know?
Well, it could be because you do long videos. It probably takes some processing time or whatever. I mean, your video this morning was almost 2 hours long.
And yeah.
You were going to a... and by the way, we're going to get to Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye. And I guess he is called Ye now. And Alex Jones today. It's a pretty crazy situation. We got Vincent calling in a little bit. He watched it live, and he'll tell us all about the insanity that went on there. But first, the insanity in Goffstown District Court.
Yes.
This after you had been arrested wrongfully for so-called trespassing and disorderly conduct outside a debate event in Goffstown. Actually, isn't it right across the street or something like that?
From like Manchester,
from,
you mean?
No, from where you got from the police station.
It's cross street from the police station, the district court there. Yeah.
Right, right. So you got arrested at this college. Where I was there, our co-host Chris Wade was there, Bonnie was there, a bunch of people were there from the Liberty Movement, and there were a bunch of people who were there from the government movement, the pro-government movement.
Yeah.
They were there to support the Democrat and the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate, and we were there to support Liberty and Jeremy Kaufman, who was a Libertarian candidate at that time. Of course, Jeremy being ignored by the media.
Yep, and I called him out on it.
Yep, and you wanted to, maybe talk to Don Bolduc, who was the individual that was running as the Republican. He's a general.
Yep.
He's now apparently a part-time cop as well. And this character was, running around greeting his fans, and he just starts running up over to an area where you were. You were actually outside of the campus at that time because you'd been trespassed.
I was trespassed. That was just before I confronted Bulldog.
Right.
Yep. And they told me to leave the property, and I did. And they put that in the report, too. They said he went over to the public sidewalk.
But yet they charged you with trespass anyway after you kind of jogged up to Boulder, because he was jogging over to one of the corners, and you wanted to tell him he was a warmonger, basically.
Yeah, I told him end the war.
Don't
go to war.
And he immediately, probably before even words came out of your mouth, started pointing at you and
signaling
the
cops
to the police to come arrest you. And they did. They obediently came over and arrested you.
Yeah, they didn't go after the two guys that were attacking me. Actually, three guys, because Bulldog assaulted me first.
Right. Bulldog actually turns around and then elbows you sort of from, not from behind, but like puts his elbow behind him and runs into you with it. And then his goons started attacking you, pushing you.
It was immediately after he threw the elbow is when those supporters touched him. But it was immediately after.
Right.
Unlike what the Goffstown police have said.
Because I think you revealed on the show last week that you had a report come in from the Goffstown police.
Right.
You had made a report to them about you were the one who was actually the victim of the assault.
Right.
Because they didn't charge you with assaulting
anyone.
No, they didn't. They just charged you with trespass.
They charge anyone with assault, from what I know.
Sure, even though there were multiple assaults by Bulldog's people on video.
Yeah, onto me.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they claimed that, oh, no, Bullock didn't hit you. If anything, he accidentally touched you because one of his people ran into him, and he lost his balance, or he went backwards, and that's why he ran into you. And that is absolutely not what happened in that video at all. Anyone who watches it, you can still see it over at the Freekeen Odyssey, or I think the YouTube channel as well, freekeen.com. It's right there. It's in slow-mo. We slowed it down for you. We played it multiple times. That way you can't miss it. It's crystal clear. Bullduck has unprivileged contact with you before anyone else is anywhere near him besides his manager. His manager had run up, and he was just standing with his arms at his sides at that point. Mm-hmm. And then Bullduck just elbows you, and then the fracas.
And not only that, but the security officer from the campus, the head of the security, he actually starts putting hands on me and pushing me toward the property.
Does that show up in the video, too?
There is one video that shows that, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to look for that one again the next time I watch it, because I've been focusing on Bullduck and what Bullduck was doing.
Sure, but it's like, I guess that's, you know, separate to what the charges are now, and, you know, it's about trespassing disorderly.
Right, well, you say he pushed you into the property, that he had already ordered you to leave.
Exactly. And it's funny, they pulled me onto the property, right? Yeah. Long story short, though.
Sure, and so you... you had an arraignment date that was for today. It's your birthday today. You went to court on your birthday. Unfortunately, you'd invited me to go, and I said,
it's okay.
It's just an arraignment. It's not worth driving an hour and a half.
But you saw the footage.
But you made it way more interesting, and I wish that I was actually there for it.
I wish somebody else was there besides me. Actually, that's why when they told
Manchester.
Yeah, and I know. I asked. I tried.
I mean, there's like hundreds of activists out there.
I'm not holding against anybody. Yeah, the thing is, though, is like, well, because I didn't have anybody else there, really made me adamant about keeping this recording going.
Mm-hmm.
And when they told me to turn my camera off, which happened at one point, which I did turn it off, I was fearful that I was going to get arrested and pulled away as soon as that camera turned off.
Pretty, like, ridiculous.
Well, what you didn't see on camera, which you can see the video live stream on my channel, it's like 2 hours long. I'm making a bunch of shorts. I haven't made enough yet.
There's a lot of good content in there.
Yes, but when you see the video cut, and then all of a sudden you see me in court in front of the judge,
mm-hmm.
that period where I shut it off, the sheriffs, which were instigated by the prosecutor to get me arrested, right? So the prosecutor talked to the court... the court officer. Yeah, the prosecutor talked to the court officer. So he was the complainant, the prosecutor. The court officer then contacts the sheriffs. Four show up. None of them give them their ID, which I complain later about,
mm-hmm.
right downstairs. Found a complaint right away, because, anyways, not a part of it.
They'll get a slap on the hand, don't worry.
Yes. But the supervisor said, I asked him, I was like, before I give him my complaint, do you have to verbally, if someone asks you, give you your name and ID? He's like, yeah, all right, I want to make a complaint.
Good. Yeah. That's a good move.
Yeah, I always ask first without actually like dropping names or anything, because then they'll be like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would tell me, oh, he's not in the building. He was. Mm-hmm. He lied. Anyways.
These people lie all the time.
I got all their names, though. Yeah. I got all the sheriff's names. Anyways, back to the other part. So the prosecutor was trying to get me arrested. He failed miserably. Miserably. if anything, when I got
in... He was mad because you didn't want to take the plea deal.
Oh, you better believe it.
It was so funny in the beginning of the video. He just offers you this plea. He's like, do you want to talk to me? And he's like, I'll listen to you or whatever.
Yeah, I said that.
And then he pitches you, I think it was a disorderly or something. Or he went with violation level trespass. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Violation level trespass instead of misdemeanor, right?
Yeah, and no fine.
And would that have been it? Would he have dropped the disorderly?
So it would have been 6 months. 6 months of good behavior. Mm-hmm. I'd have to plead guilty, obviously. And
the trespass.
Yes, or whatever he was offering. I don't know. Actually, I kind of was like, oh, whatever. Yeah, like,
whatever.
Like,
you weren't going to say yes.
Yeah. I was actually going to say to him, I got a better deal. How about nothing?
Well, you did say no after he gave you the offer.
I just didn't want to waste my time in there. And I really didn't want to talk to the guy. I just want to hear what he had to say.
Sure.
You know? Because when they tell you what a plea deal is and they offer you really, really like what he just did,
mm-hmm.
that means they got nothing.
He got nothing.
He's got nothing.
They're desperate.
Yeah. And so the only
won't do the right thing. They won't just drop the charges.
No, no.
They won't admit that Don Bolduc hit you in that video. And so we got more to say about what happened to you in court today. Because, again, there's, like I said, there's a lot of really just crazy content. You got insulted by a defense attorney.
Yeah, for no reason at all. Like, I didn't do anything to this guy.
Yeah.
And he just thought...
We'll get into it. Coming up here. Also, I got Vincent on the line, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's Vincent. We're going to get to him here in a moment. He was watching Ye today while he was on Alex Jones's show while wearing a completely, like, black mask. Not even like a balaclava where there's eyeballs cut out, you know, eye holes in the mouth. Like a complete black mask.
Strange.
Very bizarre behavior. And talking up like Hitler. It's pretty wild. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've got more coming up from Joa's visit to district court in Goffstown, New Hampshire today, and the insanity that was brewing there. We'll return to that topic, but we do have a call on the line here from a special guest caller. We'll get to Vincent here in just a moment, but I also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and that is where you'll find some introductory information that will help you understand some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. It is time to start learning about this stuff because it's not going away. Yeah, there's a centralized exchange that's going to fail, and there's going to be another one that's going to fail. Like, that just happens. FTX, yeah, it was a big deal for a lot of people that lost money, but that was their mistake for leaving that money on a centralized exchange. So they broke one of the prime rules of Bitcoin, is not your keys, not your coins. So you can learn these lessons, but you do have to learn about the thing you're getting into. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. As we continue here with Vincent on the line, the host of Shire Free Media. He does a podcast about, I think, roughly three times a week these days, Vincent. Is that about accurate?
Yes, yes. Yes, thank you. It is.
Yeah, and ShireFreeMedia.com, Shire Free Media channel on Odyssey if you want to check out what he does. It's a pretty entertaining show, and I'm glad you're still at it. How many years have you been doing the show now?
Oh, goodness, that's a good question. I'd say, I think it was like, what, late 2017? So we're going on nearly 4 years now, I think.
That's coming up on five, I think, right?
Congratulations.
Not bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. And I'm so glad you called and asked me for on this subject, because actually I've been following a lot of this stuff before Kanye even announced. Well, I mean, he hasn't announced that he's running, but I've been focusing on these right-wing grifters and subverters, and the 3 hours or so that Kanye was on. I mean, like,
3 hours,
like 7 hours.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I'm not exactly sure exactly how long it was. Roughly, it was for most of the show, and it would take like for me. I mean, to go through everything, it'd be like a 10-hour, dedicated.
Right.
10-hour dedicated broadcast, because there's just so much to unpack, both a lot of subtext.
By the way, for listeners that don't know, I don't think you mentioned it, he was on Alex Jones today. Kanye West, was on Alex Jones, and as you said, 3 hours, unlike the Tim Pool show where he came in and 20 minutes later was storming out. It seems like that was something he intended to do, I think, when he... when he went on to that show.
Maybe so.
But in the case of Alex Jones, he sat in there dressed in what appears to be a really heavy, like, snowboarding jacket or something like that. He's, like, really
so odd.
Warmly dressed for what is probably...
It's not warm down there. It's Austin,
Texas. And he's in a studio, it's probably pretty, like, normal 70-degree temperature in there. He's got a, how do you describe this? A gimp? I think you said on the phone with line with me.
Like, go ahead. Yeah. It looked like a leather gimp mask for people into BDSM, like from Pulp Fiction. And he refused to take it off. And he's like speaking into a microphone, and Jones says, he keeps saying, oh, people are going to say it's not real. Take off your mask. And Kanye refused to take his mask off. And apparently he refused to wear an earpiece. So at one point, Jones took a call from someone, and he had to have the call on speakerphone on radio.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
You could get implanted by Alex Jones.
Didn't he also have the cat boy Nick Fuentes with him as well, like sitting as a co-host?
Yes, yes, he did. And Nick is no stranger to InfoWars. Jones has been shilling him. But what I find more interesting is who wasn't there.
Hmm.
And it was Milo Yiannopoulos was not there, who's ostensibly Kanye's, I guess, like impromptu campaign manager. Mm-hmm. And now, for those who saw the Tim Pool interview, Milo was acting almost as if he was like Kanye's handler. Because when Kanye stormed off Tim Pool, like a minute later, Milo said, as if he's like, you know, like a caretaker of a child, he said, let me go and see if he's okay.
Well, they did arrive together and all this. I'm just going to give a little credit on just the friendliest matter of them just hanging out for like a day or two. But, you know,
they've been hanging out for more than a day or two. They're
right.
They're all
I don't know
around.
What the story is.
They seem
I know
all
that's at least that.
Yeah, they seem to all be palling around together, the three of these guys. You know, this Nick Fuentes, I only knew about who this guy was because of your show, Vincent, because like you said, you've been paying close attention to people like Jones and Fuentes and these others you describe as grifters. Can you talk a little bit about what a grifter is when it comes to, you know, it's not exclusively a right-wing thing, but you've certainly focused on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So in this case, what I mean, because grifter, people think of it as just like a con man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's just like a money, you know, someone who, or at least when I use the term grifter, it's someone who's into politics who just wants to make money, and they'll say, you know, literally whatever.
Well, that's absolutely.
Yeah. I think in this case, though, it goes beyond grifting to the point where I think they're being used as chaos agents.
Hmm.
By someone to, I mean, it's just so bizarre. I mean, I never thought I'd see these, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos, Nick Fuentes, and, you know, Kanye West all together. It's like an episode of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, somebody, I forget who it was online, said I didn't have that on my 2022 bingo card.
No, yeah, I was like shocked. I got like a phone call this morning, and they said, are you watching InfoWars? And I'm like, what, is that my thing? No. And they say, well, Kanye West is on, like, today. And I didn't think it'd be so soon. I was figuring it'd be weeks, but he was, you know, because I guess he has access to a private jet. So I point out that Milo, sorry, I'm a little bit all over the place, but I point out Milo wasn't there despite him, you know, essentially being his campaign manager because Ali Alexander, who's another one of these, you know, grifter, disinfo agents, he was in studio, and now Milo and Ali hate each other, where Milo is, you know, accuses Ali of being a pedophile, even though we're all on the same, you know, essentially on the same America First team. And so, Laura Loomer, who, you know, she's another one of these figures, she called in, she was the one on speakerphone, and she's been feuding with Milo, and she was the one who put out a bunch of, DMs and screenshots where Milo just this summer, right before he got on Kanye's campaign, was saying how he thought Kanye was gay, he wants to kill Kanye for being gay, and Milo Yiannopoulos is the, you know, allegedly former gay, now militant Catholic.
Well, I think Nick Fuentes is gay. I think he's secretly gay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Vincent showed years ago. He talked about on his show, this Fuentes, who's like this really arch, you know, right-wing, conservative, hate-filled person.
He is anti-Semi all the way.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was, like, anti-gay as well. I've watched near to zero of his content. But then there's this one video of him palling around with this furry, this cat person or whatever, and it seemed a little fruity to me.
Oh, Ian, there's more than one video now at this point. I'm glad you bring that up because you're right. That was years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Before Cantwell, that was before Cantwell went to jail. I remember that show. And since then, there's been all this stuff where Nick comes out and says having sex with women is gay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that quote. Hang on, but do you have time to stick with us on this, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because like you said, this was a big interview. I'm going to try to see if we can find some clips of this insane appearance by Kanye West, yay, on Alex Jones. We got Vincent with us here from Shire Free Media. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is approving legislation to avert a rail strike. The chamber voted 80 to 15 in favor of a bill that was passed Wednesday by the House. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. New inflation numbers are out as we head into the final month of 2022.
A key inflation gauge watched by the Federal Reserve is coming in as expected. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it went up by 0.2%. The figures are key for the Fed when it comes to making decisions about how to fight inflation. On that note, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this week smaller interest rate hikes may be on the way. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and you can bring up whatever you want. Although we're talking about Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. He is supposedly going to be running for president. And it's exciting. Good luck to him. He's entertaining, if nothing else. He was on the Alex Jones show today, and he made Alex Jones look like the sane man in the room, which
for
is
real.
You know, that's a tough thing to do. We've got Vincent on the line here from Shire Free Media. You watched a good chunk of this today, Vincent. How much of this 3 hours did you consume?
I watched the latter half of it. Mm-hmm. Usually like an interview, you know, it goes like, especially for a 4-hour show like that, it goes, you know, maybe an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But it's like from, from like, you know, 12 to like 3:30-ish, 3 or 3:30-ish, he was on. And, I mean, I will give it to Ye, to be polite, that he did, you know, he did give a bunch of extra time because he had like a private jet he had to leave on at 2, but he decided to stay. And, I mean, like, I just want for people who are like long-term InfoWars viewers, I want them to compare. And this goes into my point about this. I want to compare Alex Jones, his, you know, handling of the Ye interview, where Ye just outright says how much he loves Hitler, and Jones gives him so many times to say, "Oh, you love the uniforms, right? You just love Hitler's uniform." He's like, "No,
I've got that clip. Hold on, before you go on, I've actually got that clip right here. We'll go ahead and play it here from. I just went on Twitter and just typed in Ye and looked at the videos.
That's easy, huh?
This one was posted by Right Wing Watch. Here's what happened.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
So insane.
Oh, my God.
This Nick Fuentes has a huge grin on his face the whole time. Has Fuentes, you're somewhat familiar with him, Vincent, having done research on a lot of these right-wing grifters over the years. You know, we know Fuentes is anti-Jewish. We know that he's anti-gay. He's quite a nasty character. Has he come out and been anti-black before?
He said the N-word on his show, and he talks about with him, it's because his opinions change so often. Where he first emerged on the scene after Charlottesville, which he attended, to clean out the alt-right of people, you know, like Cantwell and Richard Spencer and the, you know, what they call the Wignat neo-Nazis. With everything, it's like everything with him is a contradiction, because he became famous and he got his own little share of what's left of the alt-right's corpse by being, you know, the optics police and optics wars. And yet now he's on InfoWars with Kanye West, getting like millions of people watching, and he's grinning when Kanye West is praising Hitler, praising the Nazis. He claims to be a traditional Catholic, and yet there's just all this, you know, I guess like circumstantial evidence that he's homosexual. He claims to be anti-Semitic, and yet his best friends are Milo and Laura Loomer, two very, you know, very Jewish, Zionist Jewish individuals. He endorsed Laura Loomer for Congress, and she's an outright Zionist.
So he's going to do whatever he's going to do to get attention, basically. He's riding
coattails,
that kind of thing. So what were you going to say when I played the clip that you were referencing there? Jones is trying to get Kanye or Ye to back down from some of his statements, and he just comes right out and says that there's a lot of things to love about Hitler, and he's like saying it in a way that you can tell he's relishing in just being able to just say whatever it is he wants to. And he should be able to say whatever it is he wants. I do agree that, you know, giving this man the platform to express himself is a fine thing to do, because now everyone knows what he thinks, right? Now everybody can make up their mind about this guy. But what were you going to say about it, Vincent?
I was going to say, for people who, if someone's interested, you could even look it up. Compare the way Jones acted with Kanye in studio and the way that Jones acted when he had David Duke on for an interview, back when he was going to do like this interview series with like Duke and Farrakhan, where with, you know, David Duke, David Duke obviously was, you know, he had more tact than Kanye. And Jones, you know, it was a very hostile interview, and he ends up, blubbering, making a fool out of himself. Where, you know, David Duke was saying, was saying like a fraction of what Kanye is saying, and Jones, you know, all but kicked him off and announced Kanye in studio. And for the past several months, maybe even years now that I think about it, there's been this weird like Kanye worship on that side of the right, where Jones is saying how Kanye West is like the most important person in the world, along with Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk, this weird like celebrity worship. And then you see Jones have Kanye on, and it's like part of me wonders if it was a setup, because then as it was discovered in the Tim Pool interview, Kanye and Milo met via Alex Jones's producer.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it looks like Jones was ambushed here because, I mean, it makes, if anyone looks even worse than Kanye, it's Alex for, you know, letting this happen. I just don't understand because Jones has always been a very firm defender of Jewish people. You know, his wife and children are Jewish. His new wife is Jewish. His employee, you know, like half the people he has on his show are Jewish. And so for me, it is just so bizarre that he'd have, you know, Kanye now on now, especially, and, you know, where he knew he'd have to defend his free speech and, you know, some of the anti-Semitic things he's saying. And
I mean, is it possible that Jones, like you said, I mean, he got just essentially shocked here. He didn't realize it was going to be like this, right? Because, I mean, previously, Ye, not having followed his career closely, the most I've seen from Ye was in the last several weeks with this whole situation. Yeah. But I remember seeing clips of him on Piers Morgan where Piers Morgan manages to kind of get him to back down, it seemed, in that interview. But now he's, like, gone completely back in the other direction. Piers kind of got him to apologize. Piers got him to say that he was sorry for including all Jews in his statements because, you know, not all Jewish people are part of this crazy conspiracy, right? So, like, it seemed like Kanye had apologized for, you know, for generalizing too much. And now here he is going swinging completely back in this sort of insane anti-Jewish direction. Isn't it possible Jones just got caught by surprise here?
What? But hey, I was wondering, like, why can't Kanye just, like, come out and say he doesn't like AIPAC? Or, like, you know, why is he going to make it so extreme? Like, it's so crazy. Sorry.
I think, it's okay. I'm glad you brought that up because I think, and, you know, myself, other researchers, there's speculation that this is all an op, right? That someone is pulling the strings behind the scenes, either Peter Thiel or the Mercer family, because both of them are known to get involved in right wing drama. And the reason I brought up Milo is because Milo is a known known chaos agent, and he even brags how he has a terabyte hard drive that has blackmail on anybody who's anybody in the right wing sphere. So some are speculating that this is that maybe, I don't know, it could be that like Kanye is being Ye is being manipulated or he's being blackmailed. But that this is all an op to either make Trump look bad, to make conservatives look bad, to make Christians look bad. Because there's just too many glowy. You know, I hate that term, but, you know, there's too many people are glowing, right? Too many people are radioactive in this.
That's reference to that they could be federal agents? Is glowing like a Fed reference? Like federal agents?
It could be. I personally don't think it's the Feds. I think it's probably someone very, very wealthy. But at this point,
someone wealthier than Kanye? I mean, Kanye, a billion-dollar man, is being controlled by someone wealthier than him?
Well, it could be through blackmail, or it could be through...
I doubt it's through blackmail.
The thing is, a lot of people, when they become right-wing, they realize that their whole life has been a bunch of left-wing lies, and then they go in the opposite direction, and they allow themselves to be manipulated by someone else because they gave them the truth.
We're coming up here. You got time to stick with us on this, Vincent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Vincent is here from Shire Free Media, his website, shirefreemedia.com, his channel on Odyssey, Shire Free Media. You can follow him there. And we'll continue with more on what happened with Ye on Alex Jones, the insanity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here, especially if you want to weigh in on the situation with this Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, going completely off the rails, maybe saying what he really believes about Hitler and the Nazis today on the Alex Jones Show while wearing a full-on GIMP mask or something like that. It appears to have some sort of a zipper on it, but there's no actual like eye holes or nose holes or mouth hole or anything like that, which I think frustrated Alex Jones and his producers today as they were trying to do a radio show. I mean, you know, imagine if I was hosting the show while talking through my shirt, right? Like, it really is not the ideal way to do a radio show.
But he's Ye.
He can do whatever he wants, right? He's a billionaire. He's sitting there in a ridiculous, like, winter coat in a studio in Austin, Texas, and just spouting off some really crazy stuff. Even Alex Jones was looking pretty normal by comparison. I got Vincent on the line here. You caught about half this three-hour-long guest appearance, Vincent, as you tend to be keeping an eye on people like Jones and some of the others on the right wing. It's kind of one of the things you've been doing for years over on your show, Shire Free Media, which you can catch over on the Shire Free Media channel on Odyssey. Welcome back.
Thank you. I got to say, it was simultaneously the best and worst radio I've, like, ever Sure.
I get that. Yeah, I mean, it's rare that you're going to get somebody like Ye with the status of someone like that on a show for 3 hours at all, right? Like, this is a person who, he's a busy guy, he's got things he's doing for his life, and if he's going to make an appearance on the media, it's going to be maybe a five-minute interview or something like that. But to have him in a studio for 3 hours and to have him completely untethered and just saying all kinds of crazy stuff is, you could see why Jones would have him on. I mean, it's everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jones and these people, and present company excluded, you know, in the talk radio, you know, political talk radio world, it's hard to tell what is, you know, what's real and what's kayfabe, what's, you know, and so like afterwards, Jones, it seemed as if because he had like a debrief or whatever where he's talking with his sidekicks, and it's almost as if he regretted having Kanye on, and even said he only wanted to talk about the anti-Semitism thing for 5 minutes, and he wanted to, you know, go and, oh, talk about Kanye, your life, and how amazing you are. Instead, it was like 3 hours of talking about anti-Semitism and making him look bad.
Yeah, let me play another quick clip here. Hang on, Vincent. This is a quickie. It's like 15 seconds here as Jones once again just tries to make a salient point, and Kanye just comes in and rains on his parade. Here he is.
So I've said it, the most Nazi-like activities I've seen. And the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shut people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
Did they get to that? Did they come back around to have Kanye explain the good things the Nazis did?
No, not that I could recall. Like, and even from the parts that I missed, I mean, I saw, like, you know, some people I follow, were commenting on it from the beginning, and they say that, like, they had to play special reports and all sorts of things in the beginning because Kanye wasn't making any sense. And
wow.
I came across from, you know, I afterwards, like, it made me, like, I wondered, and even Jones himself said, you know, is Kanye autistic? Because, like, you know, I don't want to throw around, like, diagnoses or, right. like, illnesses and stuff, but, like he really did come across as, and not unhinged because of what he was saying, but just, like, he wasn't really able to make any salient points. It was very, like, manic energy, and I know, like, people accuse, like, what he said, the doctors wanted to put him on lithium, and so, like, you know, yeah, Kanye is wealthy, so maybe he's not being manipulated via money, but I think he might be, I mean, it's just such, but like, he could be being manipulated mentally by someone like Milo. It could be.
Well, he did say at some point within the last, I don't know how, a few months or whatever it was, but he did call out a specific individual who apparently was some sort of a handler, like an MK Ultra controller in his life, who had actually put him on some sort of psychotropic medications at some point. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. I think Luke Radowski actually references him.
He's like a personal trainer or something.
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean,
he was involved in, like, Canadian military. Yeah. So sorry to interrupt, but I just want to point out that Luke Radowski was the one who knew his name, right?
Yes.
You know, this is Kanye's personal trainer, and he's saying this guy's, you know, MK Ultra and everything. He didn't even know his name. Luke Radowski had to tell him that.
Wow. Yeah. He's always seemed like, in what little bit I've seen of him speaking, I've never really considered Kanye West to be a particularly gifted speaker.
Nah.
He's hard to follow, but every now and then he'll say something like, well, before the whole Nazi thing, but I've seen him make some points that they're a little out there, but I've liked kind of what
sure.
the content of what he was saying. I was able to get his message, but he's not a very good person as far as expressing himself.
No, not at all. And, I think that, in my view, just sort of to at least, you know, wrap up my theory, I think that someone that Milo is being the someone associated with Milo or is behind Milo giving the money. Maybe it's the Mercers, maybe it's Peter Thiel or someone who has a bone to pick with the American conservative right wing, particularly Donald Trump, as Milo himself said he will have vengeance on Trump, and then somehow he's meeting with him at Mar-a-Lago. I think that they're using Ye as a focal point. He gets attention, right? He might not be very eloquent, but he knows how to get attention.
Yes, anything he does, he gets attention.
It could come out later where Kanye goes, hey, I can't believe they let me say all these things on Alex Jones. That really shows the qualities of Alex Jones now, doesn't it? So basically he's setting up Alex Jones to allow all this anti-Semitism on his show, saying not kicking him off his show. Just allowing
him to
do it.
I wouldn't kick a racist off either. I mean, we've had Chris Cantwell on this show.
Yes.
And I kicked him off as a co-host, but Chris has always been welcome to be on this program to express himself, because I think that these, and I think Alex Jones would agree, you know, it's valuable to have
sure.
people with negative viewpoints so you can actually speak and respond to those viewpoints. So I don't see that being the case here. But you brought up Trump, Vincent. It was kind of one of the things that started this whole tour where Ye has been kind of making these right-wing media appearances. He was on Tim Pool. He's now on Jones. But before Tim Pool, and the reason why Tim Pool had him on was because they went down to Mar-a-Lago together, and they had dinner with Donald Trump, where Ye asked Trump to be Ye's running mate. So the whole thing was a troll job on Donald Trump, it seemed like.
Yeah. It appears that way. That was funny. I'll give it to Ye that. But it also made Trump. It didn't just troll Trump. It also made him look bad. Now that's not very hard to do, especially when Donald Trump does a good job of that himself. But by bringing Nick Fuentes there,
right?
He's like the toxic luggage. And so that's why some people think this is from conservative. This is a whole plot by Conservative Inc. to use Kanye to basically discredit the alt-right, the what people call like the grassroots. Conservative GOP movement, whatever you want to call it, that this is all being done to just make Trump look bad and make DeSantis look sane by comparison.
Do you think Kanye is not going to run for president after all this is done?
Well, he ran, he spent like $12 million and got on the ballot in like six states in 2020. Hmm. And he has much less money now, especially since he's getting audited by the IRS. I don't think so. I mean, maybe they'll make an announcement.
I say he does.
But so far, we're being very tight-lipped, especially since Milo Yiannopoulos was a staffer on Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congressional staffer for Greene. And I think there's some sort of law, I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure there's a law that says you can't be a congressional staffer and a campaign staffer. It violates some FEC thing.
Mm. Just have to quit one or the other then.
Yeah, so they're not saying so far, like, they say he's not running, but Nick Fuentes is going to be his comms director, and Nick is putting his show on hiatus to work for Ye, so, like, something looks like it's happening, but I just can't really say. I mean, like, I didn't think he'd be on InfoWars today, so
yeah.
I can't predict that far in the future if he will or not, but if he does, I guarantee you it's not going to be serious.
It's a wild thing to watch some of this, that's for sure. Vincent, did you feel like there was more you wanted to comment on here, or we pretty much covered the basics?
No, I'd say that's pretty much the pretty much the basics. I just think that for anyone who's interested in this story or interested in Ye, definitely see what Milo does next. There's definitely people pulling the strings, some sort of dark money. The fact that I never thought this would happen, honestly. Like a month ago, if I told myself, if I heard this call from a month ago, this whole segment, I would have been, nice April Fool's Day. So I think someone is getting desperate, or just things are getting crazier.
It is crazy.
I'm waiting for Kanye's jaw to get wired shut again.
Thank you for the call tonight, Vincent. Appreciate you spending some time with us here as you are out traveling the circuit around the country, the flyover country. Appreciate you being here. And check out Vincent over at Shire Free Media on Odyssey. That's his channel. You can access it through our channel over at video.freetalklive.com. Just type in Shire Free Media into the search.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.